The only morning show to have their Facebook profile photos declined twice. Ugly. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
I'm Chad, and Ballsy is away today. I'm not going to lie. Last night, I went out with a buddy of mine, and I didn't go out long. I went out for, you know, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half. One of those things where you just kind of catch up with a buddy you haven't seen in a while. And I had two beer, just two. And I am hungover to the gills today. After two beer. This is 37. This is it, right?
Wolf News.
Okay, let's get to it. It's still raining, but all weather warnings and watches have been lifted for Regina and area. Wind could once again be an issue today with 80 k an hour wind gusts forecasted. The RPS has opened a death investigation after a pedestrian struck by a semi at Prince of Wales in Vic the morning of May 31st has died. Any witnesses or anybody with information on the incident are asked to come forward. Most people in Saskatchewan think Scott Moe is doing a satisfactory job as premier. Moe's approval rating sits at 61%. That's 4 percentage points up from the last Angus Reid poll. Meanwhile, Alberta's Jason Kenney, he's got some work to do. He has the worst national ranking with only 31% of Albertans impressed with his work. And the Canadian Labour Congress is pushing for legislation to allow workers to disconnect from work when not on the clock. As more and more people are working from home, many are finding hyperconnectivity to be a major issue, so they're trying to make it a law. The Avalanche are out as the Vegas Golden Knights took Game 6 last night, 6-3. Vegas faces Carey Price and the Habs next. Brad Larson is the new head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Larson has been an assistant coach with the team for the last seven seasons. A delayed Euro 2020 kicks off today as Italy and Turkey renew their rivalry this afternoon. Turkey has never actually beaten Italy, so I'm not sure if you'd call that a rivalry, but okay. And the White Sox smartened up and beat the Jays last night 5-2. The Jays kick off a four-game stand at Fenway against the Red Sox tonight.
This is Wolf Weather.
Expect the showers to continue right into late this afternoon, and wind gusts at about 80 k an hour at times later on. The temperature will fall a bit, but we are looking for a high of 17 later on today. Clearing off tonight with those wind gusts still sticking around a bit, and a low of 8, mainly sunny tomorrow. And the wind will be a lot more calm than it will be today. 23, the projected high right now, sitting at 15, and yep, raining at the Wolf.
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning, but knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, you know, it doesn't, but it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
I have nothing against soccer. Like, nothing at all. I think to play it, you need to be brilliantly talented. I think it's the athletes are some of the most fit athletes in sport. The amount they need to run and the coordination they have to do what they do, it's a big deal. Also, the pressure they deal with because of the amount of political weight put on some of these games, it's massive. But I find it kind of boring. And I know that's not just me. And again, if you are a soccer fan, that's awesome. I'm a baseball fan, and people say baseball's boring. So I feel your pain. We're both in the same boat here. But I don't get a couple of things about soccer. I don't get injury time. So I don't understand what that's about. I never know when the game's going to end. Like, shouldn't it have a defined end? Like, I should be able to watch a clock and know that once it hits zero, the game is over. And then I do the math in my head, I look at the score, and I go, well, one's bigger than the other, so the bigger score, they win. But that's not how soccer is. Again, injury time. I don't understand it. I also don't get, and I know today is Euro 2020, so it's not a league thing, but I don't understand, like, the difference in leagues and how one season you can be playing in one league, and then the next season you're in a totally different league because you either didn't play well, so you get sent to a worse league, or you played really well and you get sent to a better league. It's very confusing. And if you really want to get behind a team, it's kind of hard to focus on it. I hope soccer fans understand the true battle here. I'm trying. I'm really legitimately trying. And I can say that because Ballsy's not here. And if he were here, he would be busting my balls like crazy. So have fun today. Go to a really trendy bar. Grab a very expensive pint of beer. Put on that soccer jersey that you put on once a year. And enjoy it. Embrace it. Euro 2020. You've waited a long time for it. It's been delayed because of Schmovid.
Please use caution when listening to Chad and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think.
Who are we kidding?
Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
I just saw a guy rollerblade by. Like, it's the rain is coming down in sheets. And he rollerblades by the way, awkwardly. Like, he's still kind of learning. And he's got his little computer satchel. And he's wearing a helmet and elbow pads, the whole deal. I got to give the guy credit, man. Going out in this with rollerblades, that's skate or die. That's what it comes down to. I've noticed a lot more people rollerblading now. Is this a trend that I'm missing out on? When did rollerblading come back? And it is kind of one of the most ridiculous forms of transportation. It's like, I want to skate, but I can't skate all year because it's not ice all year. So we're going to turn those blades into wheels, and it almost looks like something only children do. It's like, it's not quite as bad as the full-blown, like, four-wheel roller skates. And I've seen people out on those, too. And I go, what the hell? Shouldn't you be at a roller disco? Shouldn't Earth, Wind, and Fire be playing as you skate around in those? September. I don't know the rest of the words to the song. I actually regret picking that because those are the only words. I know. Not even words. Anyway, good on rollerblade guy. I appreciate what you've done. You've inspired me.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Millie Vanilli.
Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show.
Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Ballsy is on vacation. He'll be back in on Tuesday, so he's taking a few days. As you can tell, he's got a beautiful day to hang outside today. It'll be a good one for him, you know? He said that he was upset his sprinklers weren't working, so now he can drag one of those lawn chairs out onto the grass and just enjoy the rain coming down. We're expecting this kind of off and on throughout the day, but man, is it ever coming down right now? I did not know this. Olden times were weird. If you have a house, like I think of the cathedral area with this one. Like, say you have a house that was built in the early 1900s. You may notice this in the walls, especially if you haven't renovated the bathroom. I didn't know this was a thing. People are finding razor blades in walls. Have you found this in an older house? And then you ask, well, why? Why are there razor blades in the wall? Back in the day, they didn't have just garbage disposal like you and I do, right? They didn't just throw it in a garbage bin and somebody came along and took it away. They had to do something with the garbage, either bury it or burn it. And you can't bury or burn razor blades. They're dangerous. They'll cut somebody. Even if it is dull, even if it's been used, they're still sharp enough to really do some damage. So what they figured out to do, I guess a very temporary solution, and kind of gross actually, because razor blades can get bloody and stuff. What they did is they cut a hole in the back of the medicine cabinet. Like, you know, when you open the mirror and there's a medicine, they cut a hole in the back of that, and you would take the razor and you'd put the razor in the hole, and it would just go back in, like, behind the wall and stay in the wall. That was the thing. So if you ever tear apart a bathroom in, like, an older house, be careful. There could be razor blades behind the sink. Or if your house was built in the 70s, there could also be razor blades there, too. But that was for a totally different reason.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants, but his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Let's get you a happy story. It's a dreary day, so let's get you a happy story. The euthanasia roller coaster. Now, this is a roller coaster seriously designed by a Lithuanian back in 2010, but it's just kind of coming to light now because a TikTok video has made it infamous. Let me explain what it is. It's kind of, it's super morbid and super dark, but kind of brilliant. It's a roller coaster that first goes up to a peak of 500 meters, and then a rapid descent at over 280 miles an hour, and that descent goes into circles, right, like loop-de-loops, but the loops get smaller as it goes along, and there's about eight of them, and that will kill you. If you get to the loops, you will die. And it's a guarantee. By the end of that roller coaster, you're dead. So there's no reviews on said roller coaster. In fact, the roller coaster doesn't even exist. But it was an idea brought forward. Here's the brilliance of it. So it's 500 meters tall, and you ride with 23 other passengers. And the ride up to the top is super slow. So it gives you a ton of time to think about what you're about to do. It gives you time to reflect and to really come to grasp with the decision you're about to make. Then once it gets to the top, you need to manually press a drop button. You yourself need to press the button in order for the whole ride to continue. And in order for the ride to continue, everybody on the ride must press drop. So the chances of it actually happening are probably pretty slim, because you know somebody's going to change their mind. Somebody's not with the ride or die mentality. Again, super morbid, but I'm really happy people are putting their focus into something like this instead of, you know, AIDS, cancer, come on, man.
What's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
I have lots of friends who do this. Every time they go on a date night, or every time they hang out with their significant other, they post a picture of it.
Headed out on the town. Hashtag lovers. Hashtag besties for life.
It gets kind of annoying, right? Don't worry. They're going to get what's coming to them, which is a breakup. New research has found that people who post pictures of themselves going on dates with their significant other on social media are more likely to break up than those couples that don't post any pictures. Perhaps it's an overcompensation thing, something like that. Or maybe you're dating for vanity's sake, or even married for vanity's sake. That could be a thing. So before you post pictures of yourself going out on a date with the important person in your life, know that you might not be doing the best thing for your relationship. That's what they've found. This might also be why people with mistresses are so happy, because I would hope you're not posting any pictures of that.
The opinions expressed on the Chad and Ballsy show are very much those of the participants, and they take full credit. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
It's rainy. It's kind of gross out there this morning, and maybe it's got people in a mood. This would be an example of that. Just got this call.
Good morning, The Wolf.
Yeah, you clowns.
Here's the best part. The guy waited on the line for 5 minutes just to say that. So at least he's passionate about it. I got to respect that. So, hey, buddy, have a good one. And I will be your clown every day.
And you thought Bert and Ernie had a weird relationship. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on 104.9 The Wolf.
The Broad Street underpass is flooded. Parts of Winnipeg Street are flooded. Parts of Ring Road, flooded. Just be careful. Use your eyes when you drive. For once, and say, hey, listen, that's a body of water in front of me. Maybe it's not the best idea for me to cross it. Of course, the Albert and Sask Drive underpass is flooded. And somebody did get stuck this morning. I always wonder what goes through their mind. Like, do they ask themselves, should I attempt to cross the flooded Sask Drive and Albert underpass? Could cost me valuable seconds of my life if I don't do it. I'd have to turn around. Of course, it would cause irreparable damage and total embarrassment if I get stuck there. I do love Robin's Donuts, and I can see it. And I like looking at the vacant Capitol Point lot every time I drive by. There might be new graffiti in the underpass. Maybe my car is a kayak. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to try it. Let's do this thing. Oh, my socks and Crocs are soaked.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.